Good morning. I can tell you now, if this morning, if I had a mascara on, I was going to be in trouble. I would need someone to come off stage and help me out. I'm so excited. I'm excited for the fact that we are a body that allows the Lord to lead us. Isn't that amazing? And I just want to just lift Jesus up and say, Lord, thank you. Thank you for coming and speaking to us. I want to say thank you to the worship team, being obedient and just leading us. Thank you so much. This morning, I'm very excited. We're talking about the book of Acts and what was happening in Acts. I don't know what you hear when you hear the word Acts. I always hear Acts, action. And so it's all about action in the book of Acts. And so I want to just spend some time this morning, and we're not going to go on unnecessarily long, but I want to highlight certain things that happened in the time where, in the book of Acts, things were happening and the disciples were all perplexed and they were all confused and there was a lot of things because Jesus had just died and now they're not sure, did he resurrect or was he stolen? What happened to him? And so I want us just to focus in the word this morning. Is it fine if I can pray again, please? I feel like I need to just pray again. Father, I want to thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that your word is truth. Your word is life. Your word is power. Oh, God, what a privilege to know you, Father. And I pray this morning, as everyone hears and maybe watches also, that God, nothing but your word would reach out to them, Father. That, Lord, you will transform and lead us. In Jesus' name, amen. We're going to start from the book of Luke 24, verse 30 to 32. The title of my message this morning is, But You Will Receive Power. But you will receive power. That's the title of my message this morning. This is the statement that was said to the disciples by Jesus. He was encouraging them and he was saying to them, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. But before we go and start off with the power part, which is in Acts 1 verse 8, I want us to begin in Luke 24. The reason I want to begin in Luke 24 is that there's something that gets highlighted for us there. And I think it's important because if we understand why that part exists, it helps us to establish a proper foundation so that when the power and when the Spirit comes, it comes into a place where there's a platform for the Spirit to move easier, for people to understand what's going on. And so it's important that we start from Luke 24. Why am I starting from Luke 24? Luke 24, it's actually an overlap. It starts from Luke 24 and it overlaps into Acts. And so from that time in Luke 24, when Jesus meets with his two disciples on the road to Emmaus and they were working together, in that time, what happened was Jesus was talking to them. I don't know if he was in a different form because they couldn't recognize him, the Bible says. And so the disciples are talking about Jesus, the fact that he died, the fact that, you know, he said he was going to resurrect. And so there's a discussion with the disciples talking, and this person comes in and he joins in with them. They don't recognize that it's Jesus. And so they keep on talking about this Jesus and they start to engage. And this person also engages in the conversation. And so when Jesus was about to go a little bit further, they called him and said, no, come over for the evening and dine with us, and then you can continue on your journey afterwards. So this verse 30 that we're going to read, it starts off from there where now they are sitting on the dining and they are talking, and now this is a whole conversation, and Jesus says these words to them. So from verse 30, if you can read it together, it says, it's in the NIV version, it says, when he was at the table with them, he took bread, gave thanks, broke, and began to give it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he disappeared from their sight. Verse 32. They asked each other, were not our hearts burning within us while he talked with us on the road and open scriptures to us? Were not our hearts burning within us while he talked with us on the road and opened the scriptures to us? The phrase there, the most important phrase there is, and open the scriptures to us. It continues on if you read a little bit further, but we're going to just jump into verse 45 of the same chapter, Luke 24. Then it says, then he opened their minds so they could understand the scriptures. Interesting, it appears twice, that phrase, in the same chapter. It's as if God wanted it to be highlighted that the word is necessary. The word is necessary. For us to understand what God wants to say to us, what he wants us to do, it's in the word. And so there's a place right now where we are busy with our Bible reading plans, which is now in Acts. And it's a good thing that we are engaging with the book. It's also a good thing that in the Bible reading plan, God can highlight certain things. And so the word is necessary. Because you're going to see now as we read a bit further and we're going to jump into chapter 1 of Acts, that the word was integral. It was dead center of what God wanted them to do. Jesus doesn't just come in and give them the Holy Spirit. He firstly opens the scriptures to them. He opens the word to them. I wonder if you are here and you're wondering, yes, you know, what is this Bible plan all about? How am I going to engage with the Bible plan? I'm going to just share a little bit of the thing with you. With the Bible, in our day and age now, we can listen to the Bible. There's an audio Bible, audio version where you can listen on your phone, in your car, in a CD. Wherever you are, you can actually engage with the word. We can also listen to the word and watch the word also on TV or on a DVD or something where you can engage with the word. We have small groups, life groups that you can go in and unpack the word in the life groups or in a prayer group. There's many avenues in the church that can help you to connect with the word. We have now the Bible plan that we are busy with. It's a great place to start. But I also know that for myself, when I wanted to start to engage with the word, it wasn't easy. Especially if one reads books like Leviticus, you know, the son of Issachar and the son of this one and the son of that, then you always wonder, yes, what is this about? You know, am I gonna really engage with the word? Am I gonna really understand what it means? And so for me, the Lord made it easy for me because I was always thinking, Lord, I can't read the whole, I want to read my favorite parts, you know. Well, we are the head, not the tail. It's not by might, not by power. You know, I want to read those nice scriptures, the scriptures that I really enjoy. And I want to put them up on my fridge. I want to have a sticker on my car. You know those scriptures, hey. Psalm 91, you know, heavily protected by Psalm 91. And those scriptures are our favorite. But God wants us to engage with all scripture. And so, for me, I took scripture and I got here baby jellies. And the baby jellies are these nice wine gums that I really enjoy. And I felt there was a time where I really battled with the word. And I was having baby jellies because they are my favorite. So I started eating these baby jellies. And the Lord said to me, you know, baby jellies can be more like the word. You know, if you really read the word, it will be like the baby jellies, you know. So you must engage with the word a little bit more. I felt challenged by the Lord around this thing. So every time I thought of, I'm going to read the word a little bit later, I was reminded of the baby jellies, how wonderful they are. And for my spirit and for my soul, the word of God is that important. It's as important as baby jellies. So I got the baby jellies. It's true. It's true. I enjoy baby jellies. I don't know, maybe you enjoy different things. Maybe you enjoy chocolate. Maybe you enjoy marshmallows. For those that have a salty taste, maybe you enjoy biltong. Hello? Maybe you do, I don't know. But I enjoy baby jellies. And so if it happens, you know, that I want to read the word, but I don't really want to engage with it, I'm reminded of the baby jellies. Can I have one, please? Because I just can't resist the smell of holding these things. It's important for me to engage with the word and to know what God's word says. And so God made it like a pleasure for me to enjoy reading his word, just like I'm enjoying to eat baby jellies. And so I started to engage with the word because baby jellies were similar to the word for my spirit, for my soul. I needed it. And so I want to encourage you, if you are in a place where you feel, I'm struggling to engage with the word. We are already on the 12th chapter of Acts today, and you're thinking, I'm never going to catch up. I'm never going to make it. Can I just say to you, God wants to meet with you right there. He's not interested in that you finish Acts or you finish the book. He's more interested that the word goes through you. That you would move from a place, where it's a duty and a tick box that you need to do, but it will be in a place where you go, God, I need you. I need you to speak to me. So maybe you are here this morning and you're thinking, man, I can't do it. I don't know what to do. I tried many things. I want to pray for you this morning because the word is important. I want to pray with you that God will, just like Jesus did, open the scriptures. for the disciples to understand what the scriptures meant. And by the way, from the time of Genesis up to that moment when Jesus was with his disciples, everything was leading to Jesus. And so he could open up scripture to them for them to understand this thing. And so I wanted to put a challenge before you and say, if you're struggling with the word and you don't know, man, what's going on, what's happening, I want to engage with the word, but it's not that exciting. It's a little bit difficult for me to read. I want to pray with you this morning. You don't need to stand or anything. You can just close your eyes and bow your heads. And then you say, Lord, help me. Open scriptures for me. I want to understand what your word says. I want to live in that place where I know what you're saying to me through your word. Father, I want to thank you for each and every person, Lord, that's saying, God, I need you to help me with scripture. I can't engage with it. There's a difficulty there. Father, I want to pray in Jesus' name that wherever they are at, that you would meet with them. That it wouldn't be about ticking a box or getting it done, but it would be about the word going through them. That they would really engage with you in truth and in spirit. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that just like you opened scriptures for your disciples, that you would open scriptures for them, Father. In Jesus' name. Amen. Excellent. And so, as I've mentioned earlier, the word is necessary. The second part I want to talk about is that the power is essential. Power is essential. I don't know about you, but before we continue, and before I tell you more than what I need to, maybe let's jump right into it. It's in Acts chapter 1, verse 4 to 8. Acts chapter 1, verse 4 to 8. Power is essential. On one occasion, while he was eating with them, he gave them this command. It always helps to happen around food. Hey, it's cool. Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift of my Father, promised, which you have heard me speak about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. Verse 6. When they gathered around him and asked him, Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom of Israel? He said to them, it is not for you to know the times or dates the Father has set by his own authority. I'm sorry, but I can't just resist that part. It's as if the Lord is saying, it's none of your business. You know, it's not important. It's not important. What's important is the next verse. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. And you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. You see, we can ask God for this power. We can ask for the outpouring of the Spirit. We just did this morning when we said, God, we need you. We want more of you. We wanna engage with you. We wanna know what you want us to do. We want to know who we are in you. God, let your name be lifted high. And so we can ask of the Holy Spirit. The Father wants to give us the Holy Spirit to empower us. So why would God or Jesus say that they will receive power? It's because there's just no way we can do the kingdom of God without the power of God. We cannot do it. We need God to help us to do this thing. And I want to share a little bit of a story with you. Where we stay, it's a security village. And so obviously it's boomed off area. And so where we stay, it's a bit of a distance from the gate, from the main boomed off gate. It's about a kilometer or so from our house. And so every time when I drive out, especially in the afternoon around 3 or 4 o'clock, I always see people that are working in those houses around, the maids, the guys who help in the garden. It was always like a thing where you see them and they're walking and they're rushing to get to the gate. And I always felt like, you know, this is not cool. You know, they're walking and they're probably late. I know that the bus is around 4 o'clock that time. And if it's like 5 to 4, the bus, they have to really literally run. And some of them are a bit older. And so I used to feel like, you know, God, you know, I think I'm a blessing. I have a car. I can give them a lift, you know. Whoever's on the way, if I'm going to the gate, I can give them a lift. So I started doing this thing out of, you know, kindness of my heart. Hello? kindness of my heart. What is that? So I started feeling like I need to give them a lift. So I started to put the people in the car and I said, hi, hello. Are we going to the gate? And they would say, yes, we're going to the gate. I said, can I give you a lift? Oh, thank you so much. You know, for quite some time, I used to do this thing. Until one day, ish. Until one day, I stopped by and there was this lady, she was walking. It was hot. I think it was one of those days where it's like 32 in South Africa, you really feel like, hey, need to take off everything. But that was one of those days, you know, one of those days it was like very hot. And she was walking, and so I was like, oh God, what an opportunity again, you know. And so I drove by her and I stopped and I said, hello. You know, I'm used to this thing now. Hello, would you like a lift? And she looked at me like this. What do you want? I'm like, no, I'm going to the gate. I thought that I can just quickly give you a lift, you know, because I can see it's quite hot and everything else. She says, why? Man, I'm not feeling good about this conversation now. So I'm like, no, don't worry, because I'm thinking maybe she's thinking security, kidnap, da-da-da, you know. So I'm thinking, you know, maybe it's better. Let me just assure her. So I said to her, you know, I stay here. You mustn't worry. There's cameras at the boom gate. And there's a tag. Here's my tag. It says, you know, the name of the security village. And she looked and she checked it up. Now I'm in the middle of the road. My hazards are on. I'm just wanting to give someone a lift. You know, the kindness of my heart. Remember. And so I'm saying to her, no, don't worry, you know, here's the tag and the camera's gonna take my picture when I come out. So if anything happens, somebody will know about it. So eventually she said reluctantly, then she got in the car. While I was in the car, I'm driving, and she says to me, why are you giving me a lift? Man, I'm giving you a lift. It's just because you're on the same road as I am and I'm going the same direction. So eventually we got to the end and she climbed off and everything else. It was around May last year. And so I didn't notice this thing. It didn't handle me fine. I was offended. And so I started driving in the complex. I would see the people walking, elderly people, young people. It would be hot, it would be raining. I would not give them a lift anymore. If I see them walking, I felt, let them walk. It's true, it's what I felt. Let them walk. It will be raining, they will be running under the trees, let them walk. They'll be cold, freezing, let them walk. And so I wasn't aware about this thing that was in my heart, the thing that I was grappling with this thing. And so the one time that really just moved me, I remember it was a lady, she had a bag on her head and she was pulling one bag and then she had a baby on her back. And so she was walking and it was a bit of a steep and then I saw her. And I knew in my heart, it's normal, I used to do this thing. I could give her a lift and then it will solve all the, you know, alleviate. In English, you know, alleviate her pressure. That's what I'm thinking. Remember the kindness of my heart. It's about me here. And so I battled with this thing. So I looked at her, and the same words came out of my mouth. Let them walk. Let them walk. I didn't give her a lift. Let them walk. And when we were busy with this whole thing around Acts, with the power of God, I realized a weakness when I was reading it. I realized, God, I missed you. I was offended by someone who was not open. I missed the point. Lord, please forgive me. And so that was last year in May. Last year in May, I didn't. Until this moment, I didn't give them lifts anymore. And so guess what? God is so merciful. I mean, I'm coming to share with you this week. And on Wednesday, God gives me another opportunity. You know why? He's the God of the second chance. Oh, he never gives up on you. He never gives up on me. He wants to give you and I an opportunity to exercise the power. And so what I did was I saw this lady again, but this time she had a baby in the front, and then she was having an umbrella, and she had a plastic on her other arm, and she was walking, and you know, it was quite hot. And now I had an opportunity. I'm like, there it is. And then I remember the words of that one. What do you want? Why are you giving me a lift? I'm remembering that lady. And then I thought, man, I have an opportunity now, God. Lord, help me. Because he had already spoken to me about it. Lord, help me. And then I drove and then I thought, no, man, it's going to look weird. No. And I felt God just really putting a nudge. You know that press in your heart and say, come now, you know. And I drove around and I got to the lady, hello, can I give you a lift? She says, oh man, thank you so much. It's so hot. It was very hot that day. She climbed in and I saw the little baby and I said, oh man, he's so cute. What is his name? And she told me the name of the baby, Bunolo. And I thought, wow, man, this Bunolo looks so cuddly. You know, I felt like that. I did. Help me. I did. And so I had this whole thing. So what is my point around that thing? God never gives up on you. And he gives us the power to be kind, the power to overcome. And we are in a place where we have an opportunity to say, God, gives us the power. Give us the power to overcome. Give us the power to live and advance your kingdom. He continues to say that the kingdom of God is not a matter of talk, but it's a matter of power. To be witnesses of God's kingdom, we must first receive his power. The Holy Spirit moves us from the natural realm into the supernatural realm. I cannot do it in my own strength. I need him to assist me. The Holy Spirit reveals Jesus to us. We read about this throughout the Acts. He transforms us into the image of Christ. Is it Christ-like to give a lift? Would Christ give a lift? Yes, he would. He gives us that power, the Holy Spirit. He gives us the boldness to witness the gospel of Jesus. Very important. He gives us the boldness to do it. He produces fruit in us. Man, I'm challenged now. I'm ready to give people lifts. Maybe I must buy a kumbi. What do you think? Maybe, I don't know. But there's a fruit in me. I want that fruit. It's not about Letsulo. It's about him. He teaches and reminds us about important things. The Holy Spirit leads us. Even in times where things are difficult, he leads us. He gives us the enduring power. Neil was sharing the word around that. He gives us the enduring power. It continues to say that we are to witness, to expand the gospel of Jesus. But before we go into that, I just want to just to encourage you. Don't ever be in a place where you feel like you're pushed or there's a rush to connect with the things of God. Allow God to take you by the hand. That's how he leads us, eh? He leads those that he loves gently. He doesn't rush us, doesn't put pressure on us. Be in a place where you want to say, God, I want to engage with you. I want to hear you. I want to open up my heart towards you. And so we've spoken a little bit about the word being necessary as a foundation to know what God's word says, to engage with the word, to read the word, to ask God to open the word to us. That's the first part. So the word is necessary. The second part we just spoke now, power is essential. The power is essential. I want to just repeat again that verse in Acts 1. Verse 8, it says, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem. Why are we going to become witnesses? We are witnesses to expand the gospel of Jesus. Let me tell you something. The birth, the life, the death, and the resurrection of Jesus is the reason we are all sitting here today. Man, I don't know about you. There's no way none of us can do it. There's no way none of us can engage with God's word and we can be with the Lord and do the advancing of the kingdom, speak to others. There's no way we could do it. And so, witnessing starts where you are. For me, it started where I'm staying now. I wonder where you're staying. Are there those who need the Lord? Are there those who want to engage with God and don't know how to start, where to go? And I want to encourage you, be open and hear if God wants to lead you. And so, the witnessing starts where you are. Jesus says that they are to start in Jerusalem. They don't have to go too far, just where they are. It was perfect. The Holy Spirit helps us to live Spirit-led lives. The Holy Spirit helps us to live Spirit-led lives. To model a Christ-like attitude, very important. For me, my attitude wasn't right. I just wasn't aware that I was offended about this thing. But God helped me to model this thing. And so maybe there are places, I want to maybe bring it to this. Maybe there are places in your life where you feel, man, I've missed God. I've missed you in this thing, God. And maybe God is busy talking to you. I wanna pray with you right now. You don't need to stand. You know if that's what the Lord is saying to you. There are places where you missed him. You go, God, I wish if I could have another chance to make it right. I wish that there was a way that I could approach this thing, that you would encourage me to do the right thing, to do it the way you want it, that you want it to be. Is that fine if we pray around that? To say, God, help me. Help me, Lord. I want to engage with you. I want to do what you want me to do. And so, Father, I want to pray that everyone who agrees to this, that, Father, you want them to do certain things and they missed it, Lord, that you are the God of the second chance, that you want to draw them back, Lord, that you want to draw them near. And so, Father, I pray in Jesus' name that each one that feels like that, that God, condemnation would leave in Jesus' name. And that, Father, Lord, your spirit would come upon them. Your spirit, Lord, that moves us from the natural into the supernatural. That, God, you would come and help us, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. The Holy Spirit empowers us to minister, to be open for opportunities to minister to others, to pray for those pray for those around us. And I know that sometimes it's difficult, but we live in a world, I don't know about you, especially this week, I don't know about you, but this week I thought, man, God, the world needs you. And I know your truth. I better start engaging with the world, because really, it's hectic out there. But God wants to use you. It's not something that he's going to bring 100 angels and to sort out the thing. He wants to engage with you. He wants to do it in and through you. And so I want to encourage you this morning, be in a place where you can be available. I remember there was a person that was asking me the other day, they don't know the Lord or anything like that, and they were talking about how difficult things have been. And they don't know I'm a pastor, so I said to them, is it fine if I can pray for you? And then I prayed, they said yes, and I prayed for them. You know, it's not maybe a big deal, okay? Maybe it's not a big deal, miracle, power, all those things. But man, right there, the kingdom of God comes. And so don't make it a big deal. Start with the small things. Engage God with people and from the small things. Don't make it a huge thing. We are to bring about God's kingdom wherever we are. We are to bring about God's kingdom wherever we are. The God's kingdom is not in a building, Hatfield Christian Church building. God's kingdom is in you. If you have accepted the Lord Jesus and you've made him your Lord and Savior, I promise you, the kingdom of God is right there where you are. We need to engage with him. We need to hear what he says. He wants us to expand this kingdom. It's a good news of the gospel of Jesus. And so it's important that the gospel be known to be the power of God. The gospel must be the power of God. Nothing else but the gospel. Jesus' birth, life, death, and resurrection. That is the power of God. His love for us. We were hearing about the love of God this morning. That his love for us will be exactly what we need. And so I want to encourage you. Be in a place where you are ready in your heart to say, God, if there's someone who I have to pray for, that someone I need to encourage, it's important that you would do exactly that. And so I want to be in a place with you to say, open your heart. Allow God to bring the kingdom where you are. Bring God's kingdom where you are. And don't be in a place where you feel I'm inadequate. Peter, the disciples, they couldn't do it. There just no way they could do it. But God came. The Spirit of God came. He transformed them from their natural place into the supernatural. They could pray for the sick, and the sick could be healed. And they could pray situations, and the situations would change. I don't know if you are in a place this morning where you feel, man, I've been trusting God. I've been wanting God to come through. I want the power of God. I want to see it in my life. I want to see it around me, but I don't see it. I want to encourage you this morning. I want to encourage you this morning. God is not looking for perfect people. He's looking for available people. Are you available this morning? Are you available to say, God, I want to expand your kingdom? Wherever, however, if it's just giving a lift or maybe giving away my energy, at least, I don't know. But I want to encourage you. Be in a place where you say, God, I'm willing. I'm open. I want you, Father, to use me to expand your kingdom. So let us maybe do a review again. The first part is that Jesus comes and he opens scriptures to the disciples. The Lord wants to open scriptures to us. So the word is necessary. That's number one. The second part is that we cannot do it in our own strength. We need the power of God. Power is essential. And so the power is the Holy Spirit, the gospel, the word of God. For the kingdom of God is not a matter of talk, but a matter of power. So power is essential. The third thing is that there would be a witness to expand, the witness to expand the kingdom of God. We don't just get the power. We are not just reading the scripture for the sake of it so that we can be okay, so that we can have kindness of our hearts. No, it's not about that. It's that the kingdom of God, the word of God, the gospel of Jesus, Jesus' birth, life, death, resurrection can be preached to the world around us, the world that desperately needs it. And so I want to encourage you in this word this morning. I don't know where you're at around these points and around the things that the word is talking about. But I wanna bring a challenge before you this morning. Maybe the biggest question is, Jesus said to his disciples, but you will receive power. Wait, but you will receive power. This morning we were saying, God, we wanna receive your power. And I wanna invite you this morning to maybe please stand with me. And if you are here and you say, Lord, I've never heard about this power, or I've heard about it, but I've never actually received the power. Or you are here this morning and say, I've received the power. I know what the power is about. I wanna pray that this morning God will fill us with this power. I don't know about you. Do you want this power? Maybe that's the question. Do you want to receive this power? I long for this power. I want to see it in my life. I don't just want to give lifts. I want to pray for the sick, everyone that I can pray for, that they may get well. I want to move from the natural to the supernatural. I don't want to be in a place where I'm stuck in my just knowing what God is saying and being filled with the Spirit. I want to be filled with the Spirit. I want to be able to walk with Him. I want to be able to expand His kingdom. Where I am, I want hope to come. Where I am, I want order to be restored. Because the kingdom is in me. It's not out there. And so, Father, I want to pray that each one who's standing this morning, I'm including myself, Lord. I'm saying, Lord, I cannot do it with my own strength. I need your power. Father, just like you helped me with that lady and with the lift, Lord, that you would do the same for everyone here, Lord, that you would help them wherever they are, that they would receive your power, that the gifts of the Spirit would flow, Lord. Gifts of healing, gifts of prophetic words, Lord, gifts of wisdom and knowledge, that they would flow in Jesus' name. Jesus told his disciples that they must wait. And I feel like we must just wait this morning. Just say, Lord, we want to wait on you. We want to receive your power. Holy Spirit, we invite you this morning. We want to receive your power, your enduring power, your miraculous power, the gifts. Everything that you have for us, Lord, we want to receive it this morning. In Jesus' name. Come, Holy Spirit. Come and fill us, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you that it's your joy, Lord. You desire to fill us, Lord. You desire, Lord, to refill us. You desire to lead us, Lord. May we receive this power, Lord. Power to advance, Lord, your kingdom in a dark and hopeless world, Lord. You are the hope. You are the hope, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Thank you. We have come to the end of our service this morning. I want to encourage you. We're going to have our pastors, our elders, our leaders are going to be here for prayer. If you feel that, God, I want to be filled with your power. I want to be filled with the Holy Spirit. I would like to invite you. Don't worry about the chaos. We are open for chaos. And so I want to encourage you. Come if you want us to pray with you. And may you have a blessed week and a blessed day ahead. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you.